This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we hear from Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories of the past week around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
A great big news story for the entire region and, of course, a city-changing decision for the city of Moreno Valley. By a 3-2 vote, the Moreno Valley City Council approved the World Logistics Center development, ending a long argument.
Yeah, this has been going on for 3 years since the project was proposed, and this was the crucial vote where the city decided to go ahead with it. And as you said, it is going to impact the whole region. In fact, transportation agencies are saying it's going to affect the traffic on the 60 freeway all the way from Chino out to the Banning Pass. It will bring a tremendous number of trucks and additional vehicle trips because 20,000 people are expected to be employed there once it's built out. The transportation agencies have said that there is no plan in place for paying for widening freeways or improving roadways included in the project. That was one of the concerns that they raised. At the same time, air regulators raised the concern that all the diesel trucks are going to be bringing additional pollution that's going to hurt people's health.
You mentioned that the regional transportation authorities say there is no plan to deal with the transportation infrastructure around that project. Aren't they responsible for doing a plan? And just as easily as they can say, hey, there's no plan and this concerns us, can't they say, maybe it's time for a plan?
Well, the Riverside County Transportation Commission asked the city to work with it and the county on a plan to improve the roadways, particularly the 60 freeway. Caltrans is also concerned about that because all that truck traffic is expected to go east out of Moreno Valley through the Badlands. And it's really very difficult to widen the 60 freeway through the Badlands. It's very hilly, a lot of hills and gullies, so very expensive to improve.
Well, we will be hearing a lot more about this. There are still some I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed in the plan, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it in the future. The National Park Service is considering expanding Joshua Tree National Park out Desert Way.
Right. There's a study going on this summer looking at whether to add up to 32,000 acres. This is land that was part of the original park boundaries when the park was formed, or the National Monument was formed in 1936. It was removed in 1950s to allow for mining. The mining stopped in the 1980s, and there was, after that, a proposal to build a landfill in one of the depleted mines, the Eagle Mountain one.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. That proposal was dropped just 2 years ago, so now that land is available. Much of it is controlled by the Bureau of Land Management. There's some private land and some other government-controlled land out there. So they had some public hearings on it over the summer, and the study is expected to be completed by mid-next year.
Do you know what side of the park that expanded land would be? Would it be north toward the Marine Base or east toward Arizona? I'm not really sure where they're thinking about expanding.
Yeah, this is actually surrounding the park on three sides, the Eagle Mountains and the Chuckwalla Valley on the north, west, and south. On the east is the Colorado River Aqueduct.
Okay. And finally, the European grocery outfit Aldi says it's going to build two stores in San Bernardino and have a headquarters and distribution center in the IE. What's Aldi?
Aldi is a German company that has said it's going to open 650 new stores in the United States by 2018. It's pretty ambitious. It would be about a $3 billion investment in the United States. They've been scouting locations in both counties, and they do have a headquarters and distribution center under construction in Moreno Valley already. This is a grocer that's known for deep discounts, low prices, kind of do-it-yourself shopping. There are people who say, you know, gee, well, Fresh and Easy tried the do-it-yourself shopping, smaller store concept in the Inland Empire. It didn't work, and, you know, that's something Aldi probably has to look out for. Right?
Okay. Soon, one more place to buy my bad junk food. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.